By now, you've probably heard about the devastating flooding that's ravaging Pakistan. That country has experienced weeks of heavy rains due to an unprecedented monsoon season. About a third of the country is underwater. At least 1,100 people have died since June, and roughly 500,000 people have had to flee their homes. And the rains are expected to continue. The extreme weather has brought renewed attention to the effects of climate change, and it's also shifted focus on how countries should adapt to the rapid and unpredictable extreme weather. To learn more about this, we called Malik Amin Aslam Khan. Starting in 2018 until earlier this year, he served as Pakistan's Minister for Climate Change, where he began the work of developing Pakistan's plan to adapt to climate change. And he's with us now. Mr. Minister, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for inviting me. It's a pleasure to be here.
So before we jump into Pakistan's future plans, I'd like to ask about the current crisis. I mean, Pakistan experiences a monsoon season every year, but this year is uniquely devastating. Why is that?
Well, you know, with this year, we've seen a monster monsoon hit Pakistan. This was something which has gone totally beyond anything that was predicted in Pakistan. It's a totally freak event. But it's followed a wave of, climate change disasters. We started in early May when we were hit by the first wave, which was a heat wave, which was again unprecedented. We had the hottest place on earth in Pakistan for 2 weeks, and it hit a major part of Pakistan. And that got followed by another wave of, glacial melts occurring in the north because of the heat. And because of the heat, we've had the monstrous monsoon rains. And they have created a flood in their own right. The water is standing everywhere, 3 to 4 feet of water. And now the deluge of water, which is coming from the north, is going to hit the same area, this evening or tomorrow morning. We have almost more than, 33 million people who are displaced, climate refugees in their own homeland. And they are out in the open. Mosquitoes are now rampant over there. We are fearing a dengue pandemic to occur. So it's a crisis which is creating new anomalies every day. It's a huge, humongous crisis for a country like Pakistan, which is already cash strapped because of its own debt burden. So it's really beyond our capacity and beyond the adaptation measures that we could have taken to live with this phenomenon.
Well, tell me about that, because you started serving in that role in 2018 and you started developing a plan for the country to adapt to climate change. Tell me what were some of your major aims? What were some of the plans that you started to develop and lay out?
Well, we had a simple philosophy that we had decided that we are not going to fight nature. It's not a fight that we can win. We have to make nature an ally of our adaptation strategy. And we built our whole strategy around that, around nature-based solutions. So we were planting, 10 billion trees in Pakistan, trees which keep the mudslides and the landslides in place when rain happens. So that was one part of it. The other part was to start expanding our wilderness and protected areas. The third pillar of our nature-based solution strategy was plan to divert these flood waters into wetland areas, which are natural wetlands. It would not only restore the wetlands, but also, recharge the groundwater aquifer in Pakistan, which is needed. So all these strategies were in place. We were working on these. But as I said, this is beyond adaptation. No matter what we do in Pakistan, this huge deluge of water, which is 7 times the normal monsoonal rain like this hitting Pakistan, it's almost unadaptable situation as far as the country is concerned. This is damages. These are losses that we have to bear. The infrastructure has been destroyed. We have about 200 bridges have been destroyed. 10 million homes in Pakistan have been destroyed. So it's humongous, by all proportions. And it hasn't ended as yet. The worst is yet to come. And, the ironic part of this whole tragedy is that it is hitting a population which has got probably the lowest carbon footprint in the world. And it is really a case of extreme climate injustice that Pakistan has got in right at the moment.
I take your point that this is a global problem, that climate changes are not they're certainly not the responsibility of the people who were most affected by them in this region. I so completely take your point about that. But you also have had strong words for Pakistan's leadership and blaming them for inaction. You recently wrote an op-ed for the Pakistan paper, The News International. You wrote, quote, "The lethargic and mostly absent relief and response measures to this predicted disaster have laid bare the apathetic state of governance systems in Pakistan, all leading to human misery at an unprecedented scale." Why do you think that is, that the response has been so inadequate?
Well, you know, firstly, because, as I said, above normal rains were predicted. So what was the responsibility of the government, sitting government, was to set up early warning systems so that at least the human, the first wave of human deaths can be averted. That is something I think which needs to be improved. Secondly, I think what has to be done in the medium term, and the government has to start doing that, is to have climate compatible infrastructure. And I think these two things are very important. But, you know, having said that, it's a problem which is not our own creation. We are, on the wrong side of climate injustice in this case. But at the same time, it's a problem that we will have to face in the future. But at the same time, I think the economic losses that occur because of this, that is where I think that we need the carbon polluters to pay up. You know, this is a war that we are standing on the forefront of. And it is something that, as I said, is not of our own making. I think the world needs to wake up to this reality. It's a disaster. It's going to gate crash into all the countries of the world unless we wake up and we start creating plans and then financing those plans for countries like Pakistan. It is something which is really going to engulf the whole world.
That was Malik Amin Aslam Khan. He's Pakistan's former minister for climate change. He joined us via Skype from Islamabad. Minister Khan, thank you so much for your time and for sharing your expertise. And of course, our thoughts are with you and your fellow citizens as you navigate this tragedy, this disaster.
Thank you very much.